Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined on the line by Todd Komornitsky, who is a Hollywood screenwriter, director and producer. He will be en route shortly to the Dingle Film Festival, and he's on the line now from the United States. Todd, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. I feel like I'm talking to Ireland itself when I hear your voice. Well, I've been listening to you for so many years, and I love what you do, and it's just really nice to be on the phone with you.
Your Irish connections are by marriage.
That's true. I got lucky and fell in love with a girl from Kildare, and she fell in love with me in return, thank God, and have been coming twice a year at least for the last 25 years.
And who wouldn't want to marry a supermodel from Kildare?
Well, that got thrown in the mix. Yes, Jane Bradbury is my wife and best friend and my rescuer, so I'm a very, very blessed man.
Now, I mentioned some of your credits, Sully, your involvement there, and Elf, which is pretty much everybody's favorite Christmas movie. But I particularly wanted to talk to you about Bonhoeffer, your latest work, which I think came out in the United States in 2024 and was the subject of some controversy because it was marketed in a way that you had not intended it to be.
Yes, thankfully that's all in the past because the studio that released it in America, they sort of had one strategy, which was to court controversy. And so they wound up putting a gun in the hand of a pacifist. And much to my chagrin and against my wishes, they put that on the poster. So I spent a lot of time talking people out of what they thought the movie might be about. But the beautiful thing is the movie's now played worldwide. It has one more country to open to in Japan. And when audiences see it, they see what it is, an anti-fascist movie about love winning and laying down your life for your fellow man. And it's a beautiful, powerful, resonant story, especially considering the moment we are living in.
Now, talk to me about the man himself, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and how you came across his story.
The story was brought to me. I knew about him by name. I'd read one of his books when I was in my 20s, but I really didn't know. You know, we're not taught in America about what happened before America's involvement in World War II. It's just not on the top of our books. And here was this German hero that from the moment that Hitler took power, he knew that he had to be one man against the devil. And he sacrificed everything, his family, his name, his reputation, his money, everything in order to help the Jews of Europe.
Now, he was a pastor, but I mean, part of this story involves him coming to America. What happened to him and how did it change his life?
Yes, he was a theologian. And in that time in Germany, to be a theologian was not to be necessarily a man of faith. It was more of an academic position. And theologians wouldn't go to church and they wouldn't have sort of a living, breathing relationship with God. And when he came to New York and he studied in Harlem at the Abyssinian Baptist Church, he was the only white face in a congregation of 1,000 black Americans. And what he saw was faith come alive. And it's really where his relationship with Jesus began and his way of seeing the world, because he saw the oppression of the American black in real time. And when he returned to Germany in 1933, he immediately saw something that other people weren't seeing. He was seeing the othering of the Jews by the Nazi party. And that unique combination of discovering faith and discovering the need to stand up for those on the margins set the man on the course of his life.
Now, the course of his life was to oppose the Nazi endeavors to the point that I'm not sure that historically he was actually involved in the plot to kill Hitler, but he was certainly implicated in support of that plot.
Well, he was involved. It's really interesting. So there were three obvious plots. The most famous is Valkyrie. And at the end, when Hitler ordered his execution, he painted the whole bunch of conspirators from different assassination attempts under that one umbrella of Valkyrie. But he was involved in the first ever suicide coat or the suicide bomb jacket. It was this totally separate one that's in the movie. And he was quite involved. He was going to be the spokesman worldwide for why there'd been a coup. And he was traveling back and forth to England and America, and he knew intimately what was happening. So there was more spy craft in his life than some are willing to admit. It's all in the books. It's all out there. All that information is true.
Now, in making the movie, you actually used some Irish locations.
Yes. We were going to shoot this movie in Prague, and then Prague, the Czech government, stopped doing their tax break. And so suddenly we had a 20% loss on our budget. So we needed to pivot quickly. And I found Belgium. And because of my great relationships through my time visiting with my wife's family and knowing a lot of Irish crew and Irish filmmakers, to do 11 days in Ireland. And so we shot all over the country and in Fenor Beach and in Limerick. And we were treated so well. And you won't find a better crew anywhere in Hollywood or New York than you find in Ireland.
Now, the movie, as you say, it's got worldwide distribution. The last country you mentioned was Japan, where it'll be finally seen. The question of your own movies and your support for the Dingle Film Festival, you actually were to Dingle before.
Black Friday, wow, shop, Wayfair now, month long, big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best at decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees.
Saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a quick plug, area rugs. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Your future self will thank you. Go to kachava.com and use code HEALTH for 15% off your next order. That's Kachava, KACHAVA.com, code HEALTH.
Four.
Yes, when Sully came out, they programmed Dingle, the Dingle Film Fest programmed Sully. Listen, I'm such a huge fan of Ireland and what it represents in the world, always punching way above its weight. The artistry that has come out of Ireland, the music, the writing, and it's just a vibrant artistic place to work. And I hope I get to shoot in Ireland again.
Now, the times we live in, I mean, we comment regularly here on events in the United States with, I have to say, a lot of concern. You know, things that I grew up with the idea that, okay, World War II was the last of the wars. Then we lived through the Cold War. And as a child, wondering when the missiles would fly across the Atlantic between Russia and the United States on foot of the Cuba Missile Crisis. We had, obviously, the war in the Balkans, and we had our own problems in Northern Ireland. But generally speaking, there was a feeling the world was heading in the right general direction, and that America was like the godfather of that process. That suddenly changed.
Completely and utterly and hopefully temporarily. The current regime doesn't seem interested in being anything but isolationist and also on attack mode, changing the Secretary of Defense into the Secretary of War, and these extrajudicial killings in the waters outside of Venezuela and in the Caribbean, and stoking talk. Even Senator Lindsey Graham admitted on camera the other day that yes, regime change is on the docket in reference to Venezuela. These are shocking turns of events. I'm hoping that some people that are close to the levers of power that actually have more power than they have used so far, people like John Thune, certainly the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, they might find their Bonhoeffer moment and decide to stand up for the country instead of for their party.
Sometimes they do deals with the devil privately that we might not know about. I mean, it is said that Marco Rubio, you know, he would be the one pushing for regime change in Venezuela. And maybe he's prepared to swallow other stuff in exchange for that pet project.
Oh, doesn't it sicken the heart? You know, we wake up every morning hoping for the best for our kids, for our families, for our neighbors. And there are people plotting evil. There's an amazing man I know named Gary Haugen, who has a group called International Justice Mission, which fights human trafficking around the world. And he told me something that I've never forgotten, which is the bad guys wake up every morning fully committed to doing their work. The good guys have to be the same. So it has to go to that next level. It has to go from dinner party chatter and doom scrolling into a Bonhoeffer-esque bravery that says, what is required of me today to keep the world afloat, to save my neighbor, and to save myself and my own family? This kind of courage, it is sacrificial, but it's also self-serving, because we want the world back the way it was, or we want a new version of the best version. And this is this moment. We have to be engaged, because things are slipping away in real time in America. And honestly, I feel like when Jimmy Kimmel was pulled from the air and freedom of speech was at risk and everything that's happening with ICE, I honestly feel like it's not currently America anymore. It feels more like Iran.
Now, is it possible that in many parts of America, ordinary citizens can be oblivious to all of this? I mean, if you're in Chicago and you see the National Guard on the streets, if you're in Portland, Oregon, and you hear that your town, your city's on fire, which it's not, but you have to be aware of what President Trump has ordered. Is it possible that in many parts of America, maybe the red states, the red towns, the red cities, that you go about your business and nothing has changed for you?
Well, the prices have changed. I mean, the town halls are lighting up across the country, where Republicans are taking to task their representatives who have towed the Trump line and now have their groceries up 30% and their gas up and their electric up and everything. And now their insurance in shambles because of the government shutdown. So it is slowly simmering to life in these places. And it always happens when it hits you personally. No matter what the topic is, until it really hits you or someone you love, you don't really pay attention. Like when we look at the disaster in Jamaica and this awful hurricane coming through, without having someone in Jamaica, it's one more piece of bad news. Oh, let's say a prayer for Haiti. Let's say a prayer for Jamaica. But if you lose a cousin or you lose a friend, suddenly you want to go to Jamaica and pack up boxes of food and deliver aid. That's what's happening now. When people are impacted personally, they have to look in the mirror and say, what have I chosen? What have I been part of bringing to bear? And now what can I do about it? And I do have hope in the long term, but it's an emergency moment in America. And certainly with Trump turning his back on Ukraine, Komornicki, I'm actually from the village of Komornicki in Ukraine, Western Ukraine. My grandfather, Joseph Komornicki, came from there. And I know we lost all my relatives before I was born from Stalin's hand, and now Putin doing it again. But when America turns its back on Ukraine, it turns its back on Europe. And if we don't immediately turn that ship around, then this chaos that's sort of spreading is going to come overseas. And that's why Europe standing strong and in unity with the best part of America, who stands strong with Europe and Ukraine, then we can. I really do believe and have hope that we can win this thing.
Well, Todd, you're heading to Dingle. You'll be giving your own particular talk on November the 14th. But it's a program that's absolutely brilliantly filled with all sorts of things happening in that wonderful town over a few days. The question at the end of it is, can cinema actually be useful in forming the way the world works?
That is a great question. And the answer is yes, because cinema, I look at cinema as sort of the secular church. It's a building that you go to, you sit in it with strangers, and you listen to a story. And if that story is well told, and it's about something that reflects your own experience or teaches you something new, you leave as a different person. And when you see those strangers, they become friends because you had this experience together. And you go to the pub or you go to the local shop and you talk about these topics. You become alive together through art. So it's not just an entertainment. It is a coming together of humanity. And I'm a strong believer that the rise of Netflix, of isolating ourselves and staying at home and clicking and numbing and looking at news constantly on our phones, We have to step out of this zombie mode and come back out into the world. And the cinema is the perfect invitation. You can go have a great time. You can be moved deeply. You can have your mind shaped and changed and wrestle with real issues. And you can do it with your neighbors. And you can start to feel something that would allow you to change the world.
Todd Komornicki, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.